of shows. And anyway, 503-231-8187. There is a process underway to locate a new talk radio host. And I want to put this out to people. This is the last day of our fabulous membership drive, right? You know that. This is a time when we set the table here at the station and we invite people in to put some money on that table and walk around and learn more about what we do. Okay. And I really need to put this out to y'all. You need to be a volunteer here. We need more people to come in and get trained. Okay. To do news and public affairs specifically. Okay. So really want to put that word out there. And it looks like we already have a caller. We have Chris on the line. Chris, what would you like to see in this slot?
Well, before I talk about that, I just want to say thank you, Lisa Loving, for making my Wednesday mornings more informed and bringing perspectives and stories and people onto the radio that I never would have heard of, that I never would have thought about if it wasn't for your show.
Thanks, Chris.
And so I just really want to put that out there. This has been, you know, Wednesday morning, if I'm around, if I'm not teaching, I'm listening to KBOO at 8 a.m.
Thank
you very much. It's been an awesome time to hear you and to, you know, be able to call in and voice my opinion as well. So thank you very much for that.
Awesome.
I think we need an education radio show. We need to talk about the issues that are going on in education at the national, regional, and local level. And, you know, there are a number of ways in which privatization is the new mantra, and the inertia of our global capitalist system is moving towards the privatization of everything public, and education is just one facet of that. But education is also at the root of our ability to understand and analyze that system and to be able to find its weakness. And if we don't have a solid system of public education for the humans who live in this country, then we are limiting the possibilities for future innovation and ultimately the possibility of our survival as a species.
You know what, Chris? I have to add this too. I think that one of the things that KBOO could do more of is syndicating shows. Other community radio stations do that. If someone could step forward, and I am actually offering, Lisa Loving is offering to mentor and train people in news and public affairs, and that is going to take place. But I'm not leaving the station, I'm just leaving this time slot. But if someone stepped forward, someone could visualize a national show about education, really. Mm. And a group of people could do that, and it would be a beautiful thing because a lot of people don't realize up in Washington State, King County, I think, the school bus drivers are going to go on strike today. They're expected to go on strike. There's actually strikes planned all over the place. And of course, Portland Public Schools, I gather they averted their strike. But these issues are deep and they touch every aspect. And I want people to think big. And I am still going to be here. So come, what you would need to do is sign up for or come for the monthly volunteer orientation. And then people come and get trained. And I would love to mentor people to do that. And I really want to thank you for calling. It's always a joy to hear from you.
Absolutely. And also I want to say that, you know, public education doesn't stop at high school. That, you know, AAUP is in the struggle right now.
Portland State University professors are thinking about going on strike, too. It's happening all over the zone, and it's huge. It's huge.
Yeah.
That could be a great national syndicated show. I just think people should think big when they think about KBOO. So thanks a lot for calling.
Thank you, Lisa.
Thank you. And, you know, we have a couple people on the line. It's always tricky when we take phone calls during the membership whoop-de-doo. But I want to take a moment right now and say that when you do give us a call at 877-500-5266. Your money goes to creating training opportunities for people all over the zone here in this building. And those opportunities, they create jobs for people, they create voices for people, they create social change. When we're talking about investment, you cannot make a more crucial investment. And I believe that we have Paul and possibly Ani. Is that possible?
Anything is possible,
oh, the
Lisa.
Joy.
Think
oh, the
big
joy.
With KBOO. I love that.
Oh, the joy.
This is the ultimate day in our winter membership drive 2014. And Lisa's last regular Wednesday morning talk radio show.
Not that they're ever that regular.
Well, you know. And we want to hear from you. This is that magic moment because, in fact, we have a matching period. That's right. This is the time that you can
double the impact
of your donation. Thinking big with KBOO, as you just said. And an anonymous KBOO member has made a contribution, a generous offer to match the next $500 that comes in for Wednesday Morning Talk Radio with the fine Lisa Loving. So please, 877-500-5266, help us finish this winter membership drive, you know, with oomph, with energy, with chutzpah, and with your support and your participation. You know, Lisa's enticing you to come in and actually get involved as a volunteer. What other media is out there going, yeah, we want you, we want to train you from the ground up. We offer our trainings for free. We offer our trainings for anyone who is interested in continuing their volunteerism and helping to create great radio.
Send your children. We do that.
We have youth collectives and stuff.
Send us your children.
We love them. You know, actually, that's the other beautiful thing about this building is that we, you know, there's so many people represented in here, and it would stagger the imagination when you come and spend time. There's people of all ages.
877-500-5266. It's true. We span 7 decades. Quite literally. And I think that's really cool. We have a lot, like just a ton of diversity, and it goes in all so many directions here at KBOO. We are multicultural, multi-generational, and we want your participation. Right now, we want you to support us by, you know, making the phones ring and giving us your membership, your sponsorship to keep us independent and growing strong. 877-500-5266.
Yeah, and just like Diana did from Damascus. Thank you, Diana, for renewing.
Thank you.
Really appreciate that. And yeah, I was putting the plea out earlier for people from the surrounding area. Sometimes us, those of us who live in Portland, you know, we tend to get this Portland-centric way of looking things.
We're in the bubble. Like, we're in the bubble.
Every, you know, that's the way the metropolis tends to be, and Portland is tending to be more and more of a metropolis.
You know what, though? Our volunteers drive in here and book in here from all over Cascadia. In the building, there's people from everywhere. It's amazing.
It is true.
And we do want to, but we do want to encourage the people who are in the outlying areas, you know, some of whom might have, well, it's the age of the internet. Why would I say that they have somewhat less access to culture? It used to be true, though. It used to be people in smaller towns didn't necessarily have as much access to media outlets. But now, you know, the game has changed. And Portland and KBOO is changing with the game, too. We are on internet. We are on KBOO.FM. So if you do listen to us on the internet and you do value that, you know, put a price on it. And that is up to you. The amount that you want to give is up to you. We don't have, you know, we have guidelines, and we also have thank you gifts to offer for different levels of giving. And I would like to just, well, we're about to go back to the show now, so maybe I won't get too much into that.
But we will next time.
We will next time.
Because we're here in the Palace of Whoop-Dee-Doo. And this is me, Lisa Loving, host of Wednesday Talk Radio. This is my last show. I'm retiring. Making room on the Group W bench for somebody else. Don't you think it's okay to do that sometimes? I think 6 years is enough. And I bet there's people out there that agree with me. I would hesitate to say. But it has been wonderful. I'm not leaving the station. What I hope to do is help train and mentor new people coming into news and public affairs. That's why it's important that you get involved. But we put out the call for people. If you could have or produce a KBOO show, what kind of show would you produce? And let's go to those phone lines. We have Jim on the phone. Jim, what do you think? What would you do?
Is that me?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Hi. It's actually Tim, but that's cool.
Oh, sorry, Tim.
The show that I would really like to see would be some kind of a show featuring the Palestinian situation. Really have a like daily or two or three times a week, good focus on what's going on over there, interview survivors of atrocities, document atrocities, encourage the boycott against the Zionist Nazis, you know, try to really bring it into focus, including music and culture and all that kind of a thing.
Yeah, I have to say, and this is important that you brought that up. Our beloved producer Gudarz Ekdadari himself just recently retired. His show was Voices of the Middle East, okay? And there has not been someone to step forward and pick up that mantle since he retired. I think it's just been in the past 3 months. And that is, I'm saying, Tim, there's not enough people right now. There's room for more people to come in and do news and public affairs. Especially, I really want to reach out to newcomer and immigrant communities. You come in here and you learn how to use the equipment, and you put your message out there. And, you know, Tim is here saying, I really would like to hear more about what's happening in Palestine. For a lot of people, that is the center of what's going to happen in the future of the world. And it's not for me to say if that's accurate or not. I mean, there's a lot that needs to be taking place. And that's an awesome suggestion, Tim. Tim, you should come in. You should come in and be a volunteer.
I'd love to, but I'm stuck in Salem and I'm blind. I don't have transportation.
Well, we really appreciate your calling and plugging in just the same. And thanks for your contribution there.
Okay, you take care, Lisa.
You too. And it's so great to hear from people. So let's go back to the phone lines for a minute and see. There's other people on the phone line. Joanne, what kind of show would you like to see? What do you want to see?
Hello?
Joanne, yep, you're on the air. And
yes, hello.
What's going on?
Here's what I would like to see, a regular program that creates activism for feminism, patriarchy, classism, and mental health. Thank you. Bye.
All right. As per usual, Joanne takes the hottest pots and puts them right on the table. Joanne is saying regular program creating activism for feminism against patriarchy and against classism. I want to toss, I don't think that you ever have enough shows that are looking at some of those issues. And I want to point out, of course, Bread and Roses happens on Fridays. You know, Ibrahim Mubarak is doing a show around houselessness and classism. When I get somebody else, you know what, during the next break, I'm going to look for when that show is. Ibrahim Mubarak is awesome. Some of these shows are monthly shows, right? And some of the slots are dedicated to specific subject areas. And that's how sometimes you can plug into what you want to hear on KBOO if you understand the schedule, because we broadcast. We do not narrow cast. So you know what? Listeners actually have to put a little bit of muscle into figuring out what they're listening to. But I think, Joanne, feminism against patriarchy and classism, you can never have enough programming, I think, dealing with that. Also, on that subject, I want to also point out Teresa Mitchell's weekly show is also really great on those issues. And I wish I had a program guide right in front of me. I will try to figure that out so that I could toss that out there. But this is Wednesday Talk Radio. I'm your host, Lisa Loving. This is my last day. I'm retiring from this show. There will be a new host, and or perhaps more than one new host. And we're passing the hat to get people to invest in this radio station. But also, we're encouraging you and letting you know that you guys run this station. You know, I'm just a volunteer. So we need more people to step up, bring your ideas into the building from all over Cascadia. We need that. And so the question on the table right now is, if you produced a show on KBOO, what would it be about? And let's go back to the phone lines. We have Darren? Garrett.
Yeah.
What's going on, man?
I'd actually like to see emphasis on action over words. And I was thinking maybe if it were rotating the issues, but the idea was that it was all about recruiting and acting to organize protests, to organize the collection of signatures to get laws on the ballot, and to actually create change instead of just talk about it.
Well, the problem with that, I just have to say, this is a talk show. So I've heard that before.
Yeah.
And so, but I hear what you're saying. You're saying just straight arrow to activism. What can people do? That's what I hear you saying. That's a great idea.
Like, if you want to get this law on the ballot, who's willing to go out there and collect signatures? You can have people call in to actually sign up to go collect signatures. And it would be talk. You'd be talking about the issues.
But giving people the tools.
What can you do?
That's a great idea, Gareth. Is it Gareth?
Yes, Garrett.
Great. I had not really thought of it the way you're putting it, and that is a fabulous idea for a show. And I want to put this out, okay? Again, you should come in and get trained and do that show, because I, actually, people would that would even be, you know, when we do a show live on the air, or sometimes it's pre-recorded, and then those roll over into podcasts, right? Podcasts on the website. Mm-hmm. That, what you're talking about, that could be an amazing tool for all kinds of people to get things done. That's a great idea.
Well, since I work, I'd only have time to do it in the evenings, but I'd be willing to come by after work.
Right on. So, Gareth, check this out. We're about to go to the Palace of Whoop-Dee-Doo because we do have to pay the piper over here, but your first step is calling up and finding out when is the monthly volunteer orientation. It's your first step. Thank you for calling, and let's go to Paul and Ani, she who knows it all about the volunteerism.
Yeah, this is a Whoop-Dee-Doo Central, Lisa. Yeah, all right.
Yay! This is live radio, too.
This is live radio. Hey, that was a great idea, too. You know, I've had the idea that, you know, KBOO could go more in the direction of actually helping to directly organize, like, neighborhood by neighborhood to, like, create more community, to create different structures, to, you know, go away from the individualistic, everybody have to have their own washer and dryer, to, like, organize together to create a different city together and different region together. And we do some of that, and we do some of that, and we could do more of that. So I think that's, you know, I'm really interested in that. So if people are excited
it's
about these things, or people really see the possibilities of radio, I mean, that's why I'm here. That's why a lot of us is here, because we really feel that this is a vehicle for actually making a change, because, you know, we actually do think that change is possible. It is always happening. Often, unfortunately, it's the wrong kind of change. But we here at KBOO, we don't have the, you know, nobody's got all the answers, but we are doing our part. We're for sure keeping the space open for people, for voices, for new ideas, for different kinds of energy, for diverse perspectives. We're keeping it open, and we're trying to move somewhere together. You know, we don't have the, you know, an overall program, but we've got some ideas, and we're looking for other people with good ideas to join us in. And we're also looking for people, you know, because this is a money economy. I for one, would like to move away from a money economy, but I have no illusions that I can survive without it, or that KBOO can survive, or any of us for now. Maybe together, maybe that's one of the things we can do together, is move away from that.
But for now,
that's what we're, for now, that's what we depend on. That's what we all depend on. We can have no illusions about that. And if you would like to help us out in that way, please call us up at 877-500-5266. And we, you know, the more of us contribute, the more of us pool our energies, resources, ideas together, the easier it is for all of us. That's the only way we're going to get through these crisis times that are upon us.
You are so right, Paul. I mean, I really believe that community and collective action are the way through difficult and challenging times. They're also the way through great times. I mean, really, community and collective action, it's pretty good stuff. And who talks about that? Well, we talk about it here on KBOO. We talk about the power of collective action. We actually float ideas like, you know, a moneyless economy. We talk about that kind of stuff here, too. We broaden the public discourse. That's our job as community broadcasters. And we need you to go ahead and sponsor it now, because you are what keeps us independent. It's 877-500-5266. 877-500-5266. Show your support for KBOO Community Radio, for Talk Radio, for Lisa Loving. Say thank you to Lisa for the years of Talk Radio that she has produced here.
Late to work every Wednesday.
A joy to listen to. I'm really going to miss your talk radio. And you, my friend, if you've been listening to Lisa on Wednesday morning, then please do give us a call and thank Lisa, thank KBOO, thank yourselves, and better your community all at once just by giving us a call and sponsoring a little of our programming. 877-500-5266. 877-500-5266. This hour, we are doubling your money, right?
Yay!
We have a double matching period grant thing from an anonymous KBOO member who has made a generous offer to match the next $500 in. We are on our way. I don't know exactly how close we are. We have some people to thank, but we still need to hear from you. 877
I think we're about halfway, it looks like. 500,
that's awesome. 877-500-5266. Or online, you can also contribute at kboo.fm.
Hey, if people come in person, person before about 9 o'clock. If people come in person before like 9:15, you can meet us all and you can pet Sky the studio dog and you can shake my hand and you can look at the training opportunities on the wall. I really want to encourage people to come in person so that I can meet you and I can shake your hand and thank you for being a listener. And you know, I'm not leaving the station. What I really would like to do is mentor and train more people who can sit next to me on the Group W bench, and not that we're in trouble or anything.
There's an offer. You heard it from Lisa herself that she personally will help train you to not only take over her talk radio, but also in the other aspects of radio that she is fluent in. And we have lots of trainers here.
It's fantastic.
We have lots of people who've been doing this for years, who know all about the technical aspects, the editing, the digital editing, the interviewing, the news. But first, and I would also like to thank a number of 4 renewing members.
Yay!
Seem to have a lot of people renewing this morning. That's great. BJ of Portland, Jane of Portland, Mike of Portland, and Marcus of Portland, all renewing members. And if you don't know if you have renewed your membership, give us a call and we'll find out. If you would like to up your membership, maybe you're, you know, you're at a $50 a month and you'd like to go to a year, $50 a month would be great too.
Well, you know, it's important. Whatever you can give, please do give it now, because this is your community radio station. We are access for you, the community, onto the airwaves. Lisa's been talking about the training opportunities. I'm Ani. I'm the volunteer coordinator. I've had that staff position here for about 13 and a half years. And I got to say, next Wednesday, a week from today, the 26th, we will have orientation.
Yay!
If anyone is interested in getting involved as a volunteer, then yes, please do come on down. We have monthly orientations open to all. And then the training opportunities abound. You know, I'm sitting here with Paul, who is in fact a production trainer, not to mention a fabulous public affairs host himself. And Lisa, fabulous public affairs host, offering to mentor. We are about training. We are open access to people who want to further KBOO's program charter, to work with the community and to work collectively to, in fact, get the goods, get the information, the art, the music, the culture out there.
Here, let's bring it back. Let's bring the whoop-de-doo.
One more time, right, 877-500-5266. Give us a call and support this independent community resource.
And a charming gentleman just showed up, too, off the street. And he's back there hanging out. He's having a donut. He's having a cup of coffee. Really encourage people to do that. We're at 20 Southeast 8th in Portland. And this is Wednesday Talk Radio. I'm your host, Lisa Loving. This is my last day. I'm retiring. It's true. I have grown gray-haired in this building, although my hairdresser doesn't want to hear that because I do need to get my roots done. But I'm just saying, what we have on the table today is, why are you not a KBOO volunteer yet? Okay, because when you do put money on the table and you become a member of KBOO, that money goes towards, in very large part, training, free trainings for people in the community all throughout Cascadia. There's many KBOO volunteers that have gone on to become professional journalists too. And I was listening to Robert Smith reporting for NPR at the Sochi Olympics. That guy started, he's like the New York correspondent for NPR. He started here at KBOO back in the 90s. He was a KBOO volunteer. He always wore a suit and tie. No kidding. He stood out. Mr. Smith always wore a suit and tie, volunteered in the newsroom, right? And now when you go look at his picture on NPR, he looks like a hippie. So he had that retrogenesis thing going on. But I'm just saying, really, this is a community and it's a do-it-yourself revolution. Okay, so it's your ideas that actually power this kind of programming. And let's go to the phone lines. We have Harry on the phone. Harry, what's on your mind today?
Well, first, I'm going to miss you on every Wednesday morning. I've listened to you for, I don't know how many years. How long have you been broadcasting on Wednesday morning?
I think it's been like 6 years.
6 years, yes. At least 3, I think.
Thanks, Harry.
But anyway, my idea for a show would be a science and technology show.
Okay. There is a show called The Digital Divide, but that's not exactly the same. So science and technology would be super fascinating because we see so many, like we had the big fluoride throwdown, was it only last year? There's loads of issues that affect us all the time. Harry, what about you? Do you see yourself ever coming in and being a producer or a programmer or a volunteer at KBOO?
I've never thought of that. I've listened to KBOO for over 30 years mm-hmm. now, but I've never thought of that. I've been a member for quite a few years.
We'd love to have you.
Yes. I definitely will have to think about this. Definitely.
Great. Thanks for calling, Harry. Science and Technology Show is a great idea. And as we're throwing down these ideas, remember, it's your creativity and it's the knowledge that you bring into the KABU building that actually makes every one of these programs happen. And we just heard from Harry. I want to say, if you're like Harry and you had never thought about being a KABU volunteer, on Saturday, March 1st at noon, we're having an open house here in the building with our new station co-managers, Mike Crenshaw and Monica Beamer. You should put that on your calendar and come, because I'm probably going to bake a bunch of cookies, and you know I'm a cookie monster. But if you've never had someone send you an engraved invitation, I'm doing that right now, okay? And you should come. So let's go back to the phone lines. We have Eric on the phone. Eric, what's on your mind today?
Hello, Eric. Hello?
Yes, sir.
All right. My idea is this. I come from an organizing background, barter exchange, farmers co-ops, etc.
Mm-hmm.
But my idea is a show about teaching the principles of organizing cooperatives, and like do farmers co-ops, housing co-ops, barter exchanges, all kinds of things, anything, lawyer co-ops, any kind of co-op can be organized.
That's a great idea, Eric, and there's even healthcare co-ops going on in Oregon, and people don't even know it. That's a brilliant idea. Keep going.
Why? So teach people what are the processes, the legal processes, and the step-by-step of creating their own co-ops, and then bring in people from successful co-ops to talk about how their organization did it and the obstacles they faced or how they overcame them, right? And then, you know, talk up the benefits of that. Like, if we want a revolution, we're not going to do it by slashing each other's throats. We need to do it. We need to replace the existing crap with something good.
Instead of the competitive, move towards the cooperative. That's a brilliant idea, Eric. Thanks a lot.
That's my idea.
That's a great idea. You know, the other thing I think that as we're just brainstorming right now, we're putting KABU programming ideas on the table, you know, a really cool idea would be if someone came in, they went to the volunteer orientation next Wednesday night, February 26th. I think it's just 1 hour. So you sit there, you learn the basics, and then you are certified to go get training, right, at KABU, which is free. And I'm hoping to be able to train some news and public affairs people in the future. I think something that you need to think about if you're out there and you've got big ideas and you should think big with KABU is maybe you could even create a learning podcast, like Eric was just talking about, a learning podcast that's 1 hour long, how to organize a co-op, and then use that to leverage other programming too. That thing about a co-op, it kind of plays to Gareth's idea. Gareth was saying, why not a show that's just about, this is the activism of the week, specific activism things that people can plug into, whether it's a petition campaign or whatever. I love these ideas. And I think that these ideas, too, they go to what makes KABU different. I mean, we motivate people to do stuff. And what I like about KABU listeners is you guys, you want to go do something. Even a wonderful Tim, who feels stuck in Salem, he's still plugged in. He's hearing this information. He can still, you know, get involved with these things. And I think that's beautiful. So let's go back to the phone lines. We have Merrick on the phone. Merrick, what's on your mind today?
I live in Portland. Most of my life was born here. Thank you again for your service. I appreciate it.
Thank you for listening.
My show would be centered around the cannabis hemp plant. And the reason for that is because, you know, in our world today, we're facing deforestation, we're facing fracking, oil, insane oil usage, endless war, and the cannabis hemp plant can pretty much do away with all of that, because all of our wars and all of our issues are over resources, and that one resource can provide all the oil, all the fiber, fuel, food.
Merrick, you have to do this show. You have to do it. You have to do it. I mean, this is a brilliant idea. I think of it as the new hemp economy, right? Because I work at a newspaper. When we clear cut all the old growth, the cost of the newsprint just started going through the roof. If we had planted hemp in Southern Oregon, where the economy is destroyed this whole time, we could have been making paper that was more affordable. Keep going, though. You need to do this show.
I agree. There was an attempt to do that back in 1916 or 1917 after the hemp decorticator was made. And William Randolph Hearst, you know, the big money man, big timber man, big newspaper man, utilize his resources to, you know, basically do away with that idea.
Antitrust, yeah. It's the same thing that happened with the, that's the reason that in Portland we don't have streetcars anymore, because right. there was literally a conspiracy between Michelin Tires and I can't remember who it was, that literally destroyed that so that the streets would be safe for cars.
Right.
Anyway, yeah, Merrick, I think that's a great idea, and there's a history to it. And you know, the other thing is, right now it's a historic moment for hemp and cannabis in every way. So I agree with you. I think that's a great show, and you should do it. You should do it, man.
I'll come in next week. I'll try and do that.
Okay.
But one more point that's really important, because there's so many people that are sick out there. You know. It's been found, the government found this out in 1974 after doing their studies on their mice, you know, that cannabis cures cancer. The THC, the cannabinoids, actually cure cancer. They found that it cured brain cancer, stomach cancer, and lung cancer.
All right. Okay. Thanks a lot for calling, Merrick. We got to let a couple people have a voice. And I want to also say that any medical advice that you hear on KBOO, you need to contact your own physician to figure out your own medical situation. Don't make any medical decisions based on what you heard at KBOO. And also, as Merrick is talking about this research that's been done on cannabinoids and and cancer, you've also heard that with Alzheimer's. No one's saying to take your bong in the closet and smoke out. Nobody's saying that. So don't get the wrong idea from research that you're hearing about that involves cannabinoids, okay? I just want to be crystal clear about that. One of my favorite interviews I've done in the past few years on this radio show was, I think it was Membership Drive last year. I had this guy from California who's a journalist. He's an alternative newspaper journalist. And he wrote the book about what Merrick is talking about, all the ways that cannabinoids are being linked to cures for things and or better treatments for things. And I really, a lot of the things that we're talking about on this show, you can find in podcasts on KBOO. Really want to recommend that people check that out. But the time is now for a cannabis and hemp show, for sure. And that show could be economic. It could be a health show. It could be an activism show. That's an amazing idea. So let's go back to the phone lines. We have Linda on the phone. Linda, what's your idea?
Oh, hi. Good morning. Thanks so much for everything you've done for your programming. I would like to see a Native American program brought back, because right now these good people are right at the forefront of the oil tar sands battles. Idle no more, moccasins on the ground. And I'd like them to have a voice telling the public what their efforts are and what they're doing to stop this madness.
Linda, you're absolutely right, and thanks for putting that one on the table. We actually, radio has a unique place in Native American culture in the modern day, and actually there's an awesome Native American radio station coming out of, I want to say that it's the Warm Springs Reservation. There's some fabulous micro radio stations coming out of Native American communities all over the Pacific Northwest. But I agree with you, and our dear friends who hosted the show Metaquias, and they also retired last year, and we've been looking for more people to come forward and host that show. So stay tuned for that one. And thanks a lot for calling, Linda.
Thank you so much.
Thank you. Listeners, remember, this is a do-it-yourself revolution, okay? You have to come up with the ideas, and you have to bring them into this building. They're not just going to shower down from the sky, and that is the truth. And I know that Paul Roland is thinking about Native American programming. I think it's a key thing right now. And so in a few moments, we're going to go back to the Palace of Whoop-Dee-Doo. But I wanted to say again, this is Wednesday Talk Radio. I'm your host, Lisa Loving. This is my last show. Yay! It's great. It's been a great ride. And I'm really excited to make room for other programmers to come over here and sit on the Group W bench. Some of my favorite shows, I loved having Carl Wolfson on the air last January. I loved him. He's a great guy. You know, some of these people, Carl Wolfson, Tom Hartman, they're bedrock KBOO supporters, and it's just a reminder that we're all part of the same community. Another one that was super duper controversial, you know, last year I had Conscientious Objectors on the air in May for Mother's Day. Mother's Day, of course, is a peace holiday. It was created as a peace holiday. We had the authors of Crossing the Line and Doing Time talking about the work that they had done to be conscientious objectors. And then last December I had Wounded Warriors on the air, and boy, people became involved infuriated. I had a woman here in the studio who, she's been bombed, shot, she's living with PTSD, and she was talking about her experience just trying to get by, and it was extremely controversial, and people came and dumped on her, and it was wild. Talk radio is the closest I ever come to surfing. So as you're thinking about giving us a call and investing in this radio station, you need to know that this is difficult work that we do over here, and we're dealing with very hot objects, okay? So we're going back to the Palace of Whoop-Dee-Doo with Ani and Paul, and thanks to everybody who's been calling. Really appreciate it. Love to see people in person. We're at 20 Southeast 8th in Portland.
What is this whoop-de-doo business anyway?
It's delirious joy in the form of investment. You know, my friend Robin Shanti always used to say that money is nothing but energy. And some people find money to be dirty. But, you know, it is energy. It's the energy that energizes our bills, just to take one example, our mortgage, stuff like that. Anyway, back to you guys.
Well, yeah, it's true. We have 26,000 watts, you know, coming at you from the tower. It is how we transmit radio. It is energy as well. And it takes a little financial energy to pay that bill and so many others. So please do contribute. Keep us independent. This is your independent community resource, KBOO. I'm Ani. I'm here with Paul this morning. And we are, you know, asking for your membership, your participation here at KBOO Community Radio, 877-500-5266. Please do contribute right now, maybe in a monthly kind of way. Lisa and I have suggested for years that people give an hour's wage every
month.
1 hour's
wage a month. If you make minimum wage, you know what? We want you to get a raise, by the way. But anyway, break it down for him.
Yeah, just like that. No matter what you're making, think about giving 1 hour's wage every month to KBOO. $15 an hour a month, or it would be $15 an hour. You know, think about spreading it out. It's year-round. It makes it bite-sized, easy chunks to donate, and it actually adds up to a significant contribution by the end of that year. So it's the way I've been giving for years. It's the way many of my friends give. Please consider giving now to that tune, 877-500-5266.
And they get that awesome thumb drive. Tell them about it.
Oh, yeah. The thumb drive is awesome. It is true. It has many, many, many archives on it. Hours and hours of recorded speeches from the last 40 years or so. Susan Faludi in 1991. Daniel Berrigan from 1976. Dick Gregory from 92. Ward Churchill from 95. Stokely Carmichael.
That goes to a whole bunch of the ideas that people just had. Feminism show, Native American programming, civil rights programming. It's all on there, man. I'm saying it's all on there. $75 pledge. That's only $6.25 a month. Come on, people.
But you know, I mean, even more than, so there's the archive speeches, then there's actually three albums of newly released songs from David Rovics, Portland-based singer-songwriter and activist.
Peace stuff now. Peace
and
stuff
now. Also a whole folder of open source software, including an internet security.
To encrypt your stuff before you go over to the WikiLeaks website, although maybe you don't want to. Maybe you want to stand out. I do. That's the way I feel. But you should encrypt if you need to send stuff to your grandma in the prison, I'm saying.
Okay, something like that. There's so much on this, and it's $75 contribution can get you this as your thank you gift. Please, you can make that your option. Just call us.
Yay!
877-500-5266. We have 18 minutes left in this matching period. We need a couple hundred dollars more to make that match. 877-500-5266.
Hey, so we should bring the whoop-de-doo back, because I think that we need to have a little more talking, and then we'll whoop-de-doo some more. Thank you so much for all the people that are calling. Really appreciate your investment in this radio station. Really wanted to encourage people to come in person to 20 Southeast 8th in Portland and see the facility. Look at the volunteer opportunities and see where your money goes. I'm telling you, it's not going into the carpet. If you wondered, okay, no glass inferno over here. This is Wednesday Talk Radio. I'm your host, Lisa Loving, and this is my last show. I'm retiring and making room for somebody else over here on the Group W bench. And the question that we have out there right now is, if you were producing a show at KBOO, what show would you want to produce? And so let's go back to the phone lines. Joe's on the line. Joe, what do you think?
Hi, Lisa. I'm actually already a programmer, but I have for years been trying to get the Portland branch of the Industrial Workers of the World to have more of a outreach presence on KBOO, and I think that just in light of Bill Resnick's interview on Monday with Barbara Garson talking about how the 99% live under the Great Recession, under austerity, that it would be better, it would be great to have like worker stories coming in on like a live basis and not just like a pre-recorded interview, but you know, taking calls about people's issues in their workplaces, and somewhat like, I can't remember their name, but they mentioned or suggested kind of teaching about co-ops, teaching people about organizing in their workplaces, organizing in their communities, and really starting to turn KBOO into a fighting organization and not just kind of a platform for information.
Okay. So what I hear you, saying, just like what Gareth said, you're interested in like the informational, the teaching aspect, looking at it as a teaching tool. That's completely fascinating. Let me ask you, Joe. And so you already said that you're, do we still have Joe?
Yeah.
Right on, Joe. Let me ask you this. So we do have Labor Radio on Monday nights. One of the things that strikes me about the IWW is that the history there is amazing. If more people here in our local community knew what was happening to members of the IWW here, say, for example, in Chehalis 100 years ago, they would really be even more energized. A lot. One of the things that's getting to me here is with the labor unions and this other stuff, people don't know the real roots. So I'm interested in history too. Joe, how can we do that? Do you think that we could do, so we have the Monday Night Labor Show, and you mentioned the Old Mole Collective, I think also a Monday morning show. What do you think, what else could we have? You're saying have more stories. Flesh that out a little bit.
Well, I mean, it would be a talk radio format that would probably dominate it. And having guests on that could like raise the topic, or you could raise the topic yourself with news items, but having people call in. And what I like about radio is that it's relatively anonymous. You can call in and you can talk about your workplace conditions without the fear of getting caught.
It's almost whistleblowery. That's fascinating.
Yeah.
I'm making a note of that. That's completely fascinating. You know, sometimes the other thing that we can do here with that is sometimes even though maybe there's not a whole show with that, sometimes we can do special programming. So Joe, you're already a KBOO volunteer. Think about that. Sometimes maybe there's going to be an anniversary. Maybe there's going to be the 120th anniversary of the IWW. Or a holiday, you could think about setting something. That's a great idea, setting something like that up as special programming too. So thanks a ton. Thanks a ton for calling. We've got a bunch of people on the line. It's pretty exciting. It's just ideas.
Oh, thank you.
Thank you. It's ideas flowing. So let's go back to that phone line. We have Tim on the phone. Tim, what are you thinking about?
Hey, Lisa, I was at your workshop this weekend, and I went back to my own section up here in the gorge and got talking, and there's a group of us working against the coal trains and the oil trains in Hood River in this area. Anyway, Mayor of Hood River proposed a question. He's trying to reach out to the Tea Party types, and I'm wondering if you actually have worked in that kind of thing. Do you ever try and reach out to them, or kind of like the move on people suggest you take the low-hanging fruit? And if you do, how would you do it?
That's a great question, and thanks for asking it. You know, I see that happening on the family level, right? Actually, it's people that are in my family. Coming out here, you know, sometimes one of the things that strikes me too about the Tea Party is that sometimes there are definitely some bedrock issues where the progressive community and the Tea Party community see completely eye to eye. Fascinating. And I think fluoride maybe was one of those issues. And so I think that, it's amazing.
For instance, there's the whole thing of the, you know, the BLM is subsidizing the coal, giving it away to these coal companies instead of and then taking our tax money to basically help them ship it out.
It's amazing.
What about them raising our taxes? Hey,
right.
You know.
It's true. And Tim, I just want to thank you for calling and putting that on the table, because it always strikes me how the tea, you know what, sometimes I think when I look at the people that I'm related to that relate to Tea Party stuff, in my mind I think this, for some reason the right wing just rang their bell. The left wing could have done it too, but we didn't. And it's maybe has something to do with television and media, to be honest with you. But that's a fascinating and fabulous idea. Let's go back to the phone line and get a couple calls in before we go and have some whoop-de-doo. Mr. Barnett?
Hello?
Hey, is this a Mr. Barnett? Welcome. What's going on, sir?
The one and only original. First, I love you. I thank you so much for all you've done on the station. I really broke my heart to hear that. So I'm glad to hear that you're continue to work with KBOO, and I would be willing to get the volunteer training if I could focus on a way to pull together some issues that have to do with alternative energy, corporations, climate crisis, fossil fuels. So too many of these things are just talked about for only one focus, and I'd like to see a chance to pull those different pieces together.
Energy future. It's like energy future. You come down here, and I will totally work with you to make that happen. I will. I will do that.
Well, I'd like to do it, you know, kind of like a cooperative. There's several people I know that could really contribute to that, including speakers and all kinds of things.
You know what? You contact me here, and we'll make that happen. And thank you for calling. It's always a pleasure to hear from you, Mr. Barnett. And it is time to go back to the Palace of Whoop-Dee-Doo. But you, I'm gonna hook up with you, whether you come and find me or not. Now you're on the record, sir. All right. And thank you for calling. Thank you for calling. And we're going
love you too, sir. Love you, Lisa. Thank you.
Thank you, sir.
Love to Lisa.
Right now.
Everybody's giving love to Lisa.
That was Mr. Wiley Barnett. Now, he has been a KBOO station manager in the past as well. Mm-hmm. And that's how big our community is. And it's time to throw down, people. It's time to throw down.
Yeah, we are here, 877-500-5266. We've only got 10 minutes left, and we do actually still have a pair. Looks like $235 to go, $235, that is, for this matching grant. Someone, an anonymous KBOO member, generously made a $500 matching donation offer for this Wednesday Talk Radio with Lisa Loving, her last program, and double the impact of your gift. And we need to get another $235 to make that happen. Call up at 877-500-5266 right now.
It's easy to do. You can actually think about setting up that electronic funds transfer from your checking account every month. You can do it for $5 a month on up. I know I talked to somebody this morning. I talked to Mike this morning, who has been, he and his wife have been contributing monthly, and they decided to raise their monthly contribution by $5 a month. If you right now have been making a contribution monthly, think about increasing that $1 a month, $5 a month. Give a little bit more to your community radio station. As you know, we put it to good work here, training community members, just like Lisa's talking about this morning, buying the equipment, maintaining the equipment, keeping the energy going so that the transmissions keep going. You know, that is what your money buys here at KBOO. Drop by to 20 Southeast 8th and take a tour of the station so you know what your money is buying. You can lay your eyes right on it, and you can be a part of the KBOO family. You can get that feeling in your bones as you come in and you contribute at 20 Southeast 8th, or maybe you don't have time for that stop by, but you can pick up your phone right now and dial 877-500-5266. Online, you can contribute at kboo.fm.
And, you know, we do offer a lot of thank you gifts during the membership drive. And since it's that last day, we would like to encourage you to think about that as a further reason. I mean, we know the main reason is that you listen to KBOO and you want to keep it on the air and you value it and you want to participate in what we're doing. But we also do have these thank you gifts that we offer during membership drive. And since they're here and they're available during the membership drive and
go
the drive is
one.
Ending,
I
would just
one.
Like you to know what some of them are. If a Tree Falls, a story of the Earth Liberation Front, that's a great movie. I saw that myself. There's a KBOO versus the MediaZilla's t-shirt. That's a big,
that's
very
the Matt Worker
one.
T-shirt. It's awesome.
It is. The
that
Wall
shirt
Street
was designed
conspiracy.
For KBOO by a guy that won the Pulitzer Prize for his cartooning, by the way. I just have to say. Keep
yes,
going.
Yes, it's absolutely true.
Keep going.
Let's see. Mumia, Long Distance Revolutionary. That's a DVD. A one-year subscription to Yes Magazine.
Yay!
And, I love Yes.
Yeah, then there's an interesting one. It's a tour of the KBOO transmitter with our engineer. And there's so many more.
That's wild.
So many more.
That's wild. Do they have to climb up the tower like Godzilla on that New York building if they do that tour of the transmitter?
I don't think they have to. I think that might be an optional.
Okay, just checking.
Yeah. And as portrayed on the KBOO and the Mediazilla's shirt, too, I think. Yeah. Anyway, here we are again asking that you dial 877-500-5266. We have a couple phone lines left open, and we'd love to fill them up right now. We are still looking to meet this $500 match, and I know we can do it with your help.
Yay!
877-500-5266. I want to say thank you very much to Catherine of Cambie, who's renewing her membership this morning. I want to thank you when you call 877-500-5266. I also want to thank some restaurants. Gravy, open for dinner till 9 p.m. at 3957 North Mississippi, as well as Pasta Works, 3735 Southeast Hawthorne. These restaurants have contributed to KBOO this morning, and now we would like you to contribute to KBOO this morning. Go ahead and make it happen. 877-500-5266.
We have donuts.
Oh, and look, Paul has more information.
Well, you know, it's always an interesting time here. It was particularly lively during a membership drive here at 20 Southeast 8th Avenue.
Where we
but
have
there's
donuts.
Always lots of people. Yeah, yeah. Keep saying this kind of, is that like a subliminal message there?
I think it is. Yeah. Donuts.
But, you know, you probably heard, we have a couple new co-station managers. We're kind of excited. Monica Beamer and Mike Crenshaw, two grassroots, longtime grassroots community organizers. In the Portland area. And they're going to be at a open house. That's another way to come and get to meet people and meet them in particular. That's Saturday, March 1st from noon to 4 p.m. here at 20 Southeast 8th. And right now, we're asking you to join our open call for financial support at 877-500-5266, just like Ross of Portland did.
Ross.
In honor of Lisa's work.
I love you, Ross. Ross. I know who you are.
Ross stopped by, and he is just hanging out here and visiting with us. And again, is thanking you for your work this morning that you've been doing here on Wednesday Morning Talk Radio, Lisa. Lisa is saying this is, in fact, her last Wednesday Morning Talk Radio program. So please do give us a call and thank Lisa for her work by contributing to KBOO, supporting this community resource, supporting this hub of community that really ties so many issues together, so many volunteers together, and in fact, so many listeners together. We do create that community on the airwaves. Wherever you are, you know you are connected. Please participate and support us right now with a little of your funds. 877-500-5266. Online, you can also contribute, kboo.fm. But we would love to hear those phones ring and make that match.
And as we go back to Lisa, who has just a few minutes in her last show, just final thanks to Christine of Jefferson. Thank you very much, Christine.
877-500-5266.
Hey, let's rush to the phone lines and get that last caller in. Pam, what's going on?
Lisa, I just had to call with my scratchy voice and stumbling words to tell you that I've really appreciated you. And what I've loved about your show is that I've never been able to confine it to any category. Never know what to expect, but
what
I always
expect
it's on. Something good, and it always has been.
Thank you, Pam.
Looking forward to whatever you're going to do next in the community. I'm wondering, are you going to finish that book yet?
I've gone back to working on the book. I have. And Pam, you know, Pam, I don't want to out anyone. I'm just going to say that when Pam calls, I'm thinking about peace. I'm thinking about tax resistors. I'm thinking about concrete things that everyday people do to sacrifice for a better world and people that they'll never, ever even meet face to face. And that's what I think about when I think of you, Pam, and thank you so much for listening.
Well, we sure know a lot of heroes, all of us. We walk
we sure
around
do.
With them every day.
Great, and thank
and
you for...
I was thrilled to hear Mr. Barnett, and you'd better take him up on his...
I'm absolutely going to do that.
His offer.
I absolutely am.
Great.
And so, thanks a lot for calling, Pam. We are starting to run out of show, but now I'm going to share with you my idea, okay, for a show that I want to do. This is what I'm going to propose. So you go to the volunteer orientation. There's a volunteer orientation next Wednesday night, February 26th, okay? Because remember, listeners, it's your ideas. that grow legs and arms and a brain and walk into this building and make this programming happen, right? Okay, so you go to that volunteer orientation and then you're empowered to learn how to run the operating board. You learn how to do interviews. You learn how to use this equipment. You learn how to do the work. And so having said that, great. And so I also want to say that my big idea is, okay, and this is wacky. You know what? No, this is cool. We have someone who's going to come in real quick and give her idea, but you have to do it in like 30 seconds. Okay. What's your name?
Emily.
Emily's here. Yeah. And Emily's mic is on.
Idea for a show.
Idea for a show.
I called in earlier, but my phone died. So I
was in the neighborhood, decided to come in. The idea would be speciesism, the burgeoning awareness of speciesism in our culture. And its historical connection as the root of sexism, racism, classism, and I know it's going to sound like hyperbole, but war. And I was introduced to this topic by alternativeradio.org broadcast.
Love alternative radio. Thanks for coming in. Appreciate it. So really quick, I'm going to say what my idea is. My idea is a show, and this is what I'm going to propose because I'm going to fill it out in the program proposal form, and that's what you have to do, right? You fill that out, and it's a talk radio show for elected officials and journalists, and it's called Hot Seat, and I'm going to get Tommy Hollywood to wire heating implements into all the chairs, and I'm going to press a button, and they're going to catch on fire, and then we're going to talk about the issues of the day. That's my big idea. Anyway, special thanks to engineer Steve Nasser and my beloved Sky the Studio Dog. This show will be podcast on KBOO.FM by the end of today. Grab that link and share it with your friends and family. I'm Lisa Loving. Thanks for your support over the past 6 years. Theme music by the March 4th Marching Band. March 4th is coming, people. Thanks for listening and stay tuned for Political Perspectives. Thanks for all who called.
Good morning, you're tuned to KBOO Portland. Coming right up on Political Perspectives, host Paul Rowland will interview Lisa Fithian, and he's here to introduce that show. I'll let him do that at 10 o'clock. Stay tuned for Air Cascadia, headlines, interviews, and commentary with Chris Andre. At 10:15, it's Flashpoints. It features an interview today with Academy Award filmmaker Oliver Stone, and we'll also play an excerpt of his documentary Showtime series, The Untold History of the United States. And at 11 o'clock on The Food Show, Maggie Stuckey, author of Soup Night, talks about creating community around a pot of soup. And we hear a story about a bear that loves cheese and more and more and more. Stay tuned for all of that. Coming right up, it's Paul Rowland introducing his interview today.
Thank you, Tammy. And yeah, it's we've got to go right into that because we've got membership drive and we've got a kind of a tight schedule as usual for these interviews in the middle of it. So Lisa Fithian is really an amazing person. She's got an amazing amount of energy. She's been organizing for going on 40 years, 35 years, something like that. She seems to pop up all over the place, the most unlikely. I ran into her at the March on Blair Mountain last year, or no, 2.5 years ago, and she's started organizing as a student activist with an underground newspaper. She worked with Abby Hoffman in the mid-80s, with Witness for Peace, opposing U.S. support for Central American dictators, with Justice for Janitors in the 90s, the Seattle anti-WTO protests, opposition to the war in Iraq, the Gaza Peace Flotilla, Occupy Wall Street, and much more. As I said, she's got lots of energy. Anyway, she was in town the past few days to do a series of workshops with Rising Tide Portland and with student activists at Portland State University. And she is active with the Alliance of Community Trainers, and that's trainersalliance.org. And you can find out more about her work and perspective at her website, organizingforpower.org. And I will be putting up the full version of this interview at some point in the near future. So with that, here's the interview. In your presentations that I've seen, you have this kind of narrative, which I would call it a narrative of like post-60s social and ecological movements or something like that. Mm-hmm. And it's interesting because you don't get that too much. I mean, either we're all just so busy in our individual groups or campaigns, or like maybe we have some sort of ideological tendency, we sort of look at that as the continuity. But you have an interesting, and it comes from both your personal experience and your wider, you know, exposure to things. So maybe you could just, as succinctly as you can, if possible, give us that narrative so then we can talk about it a little bit.
Well,
big task.
That's a big question. Well, I think I would say, I think that's right. It's like from the sort of 70s on has been a sort of living for me. And so I can tell that story. And that's, and I try and only tell the stories that I've been a part of because that's what I know. But I have to put all of that, though, in the larger container of what's happening in that political moment and what's happening in the world and how are we evolving? Because every decade is infusing the next decade. And so I now, you know, it's just tracking the lineage of these current political moments. Like you could look at Occupy and trace it back. Just like you can look at the global justice shutting down the World Trade Organization and trace it back. So sort of my story is that from the 70s on up, you had a couple different things happening. You had the direct action movements who were growing up and formalizing the structures of affinity groups, caucuses, clusters, not caucuses, but affinity groups, clusters, spokes councils, probably caucuses too, maybe, let's hope. You know, building these structures that would support not only mass direct action, but long-term culture building, relationship building, way that had a structure that kept us connected. Right, and you saw that sort of work evolve through the anti-nuclear movement, the movement to stop the U.S. war in Central Americas, the ACT UP movement, the Earth First movement. All of that work, you know, was laying that groundwork in all these different areas, and that was really 70s, right, going into the 80s. No, really 70s into the 80s. For me, I went from those movements, the Central America movement, I ended up moving into the labor movement in the 90s, and particularly working with the Justice for Janitors campaign. But why I think that was particularly important, because that was really a new model in labor organizing, using direct action, nonviolent direct action, civil disobedience, strategic campaigns, strikes, and these major comprehensive campaigns, and it was incredibly effective and successful. And so, again, moving into that, you know, some synergy between the two, because we were working with the janitors, literally shutting bridges down, buildings down, cities down, creating, you know, political crises for people.
Particularly in Washington, D.C.
In Washington, D.C., but this happened in Los Angeles, Boston, Denver. There were other cities where it was organizing, and it was just growing, right, because it took time, right? Now, the whole, almost the entire country, the janitors are organized, and not only in many cities. Well, I shouldn't say that. I don't know this. I should check the facts. But many of the major cities are organized, and then maybe the suburbs are organized. And now it's not just janitors, but it's also the window washers and the security officers, because over the years, using those strategies, they've built power and more density in the unions, and because it was an effective model. But so in the 90s, I was doing that, but people were still, you know, there was still the environmental, there was all the headwaters work that was happening. And what I saw is that come Seattle in 1999, well, actually, you know, sorry, I'm not, it's early morning, more coffee. You also, during the 90s, you had the Zapatista movement and the beginning of this global justice movement. There was an entity called People's Global Action. So what happened is that we were beginning to see these sort of networks spread across the world, but they were staying connected.